And now this is a dictation for Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, Heminger, H-E-M-I-N-G-E-R, November 12, 48. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Horsley, a follow-up for Mr. Heminger. History of chronic kidney disease from obstructive uropathy, prostate cancer. Last visit in April, denied hospital visit. I did an extensive 14 review system being negative. Does have hearing aids bilateral. Blood pressure at home, 130s over 70s. Medication list review, lisinopril 40, HCTC 25, terazosin 2 milligrams. A long list of supplements, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Today weight 199. My blood pressure was 160 over 80 on the left side. No respiratory distress, normal speech. Respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, October creatinine 1.18, which is baseline. Normal electrolyte, upper bicarbonate. Normal calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. No cell count. Previously, in April, malanemia 13.5. PSA usually suppressed, less than 0.01. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 or better, based on the new GFR calculations. Clinically stable, prior history of obstructive uropathy. Continue pressing blood pressure medicines. He's anxious when he comes to the office. White coat hypertension at home, well controlled. Next number, history of coronary artery disease with prior drug eluting stents. Off beta blockers because of bradycardia. Next number, hypertension, present regimen. Next number, prior complications. Of right-sided axillary subclavian thrombosis, thrombectomy, angioplasty. Prior anticoagulation, now off. Next number, hard of hearing, bilateral hearing aid. Next number, prostate cancer. He's being PSA very suppressed. Continue to monitor. Urology, however, Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, has left the area. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.